Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. We are tonight's entertainment.
And here we go.
All right, we're back with another show. And this is your host, Big Lance and Phil. We're going to do a series, Netflix original, Stranger Things.
Part two.
All right, Philio.
What's up, Podcast Land? What's up, Big Lance? Got to get my liquid courage up here. All right, so Stranger Things, let's just jump.
You remember anything about it already?
Yeah, no, I do. Let's jump right on, because I just finished it. Oh, dude, I like binge watch the fuck out of it. I just finished it last night.
So what did you think?
I'm going to tell you why, too. Because I was so stuck on Lost. I had to finish Lost, and I was so close to finishing it. So I finished Lost. I know Lost is old as shit, but, man, it was really good. So then I binge-watched Stranger Things, too. I did like it. And we're going to talk about that as we move on. But, yeah, my issue was I didn't remember the first one. I didn't remember the first one. But I remember really liking it. I remember giving it a good review. And even watching some of the new season, I still couldn't really remember. To me, this show is really good, both seasons, but it's just, it's not memorable. I mean, you may not agree with me, but you did agree with me on the podcast of Stranger Things.
Did you listen to it?
I listened to most of it. I fell asleep last night listening to it. So I missed the end of it, but our ratings and all that. But I do remember we both rated it well. But there was one point where you actually said, I made the comment it wasn't real memorable, and you were like, yeah, it was not memorable at all. I mean, just, it was good.
Yeah.
I remember I liked it. I remember it was good. But anyway, seriously, though, man, Stranger Things, I want to know your outtake on it. What did you think about the second season?
I like that they added the new characters, Mad Max and what the fuck? Who was that dude? He was fucking weird, man.
Do you know? You know what else he's been in that we've done?
Who is he?
He was the Red Ranger in Power Rangers.
I recognize him. Whoa! One of these kids just got caught with cocaine at a airport. The brother of the boy?
Yeah, Logan was telling me that. Or maybe you were telling me that. One of y'all told me that. That noise sucks.
It does. I think you got me up too high. Hello. I'll just try to talk a little louder.
How about that?
That sounds a little better maybe. I don't know. I think we've always had that air conditioner going in the back.
That's why the music works so well.
They're used to it. By now, if we've had nobody fucking complain about it.
I wish we would have somebody complain about it.
Right, yeah, so we can start an argument. Right?
Yeah, that would be perfect.
Start a thread, maybe a hashtag starts trending. Like
hashtag leave our air conditioner alone.
All right, Stranger Things 2. I like Mad Max.
I did too.
And I like the frustration between Mad Max and I wish I knew these little kids' names. I've watched them for two seasons.
Just nickname them all, dude.
Blackity Black.
Lucas.
All right, that's Lucas. Mm-hmm. All right, the White Itty White.
Look at these pearlies.
I love him, man. He's my favorite character.
Yeah, yeah.
In this show, he's my favorite. He had teeth this time. Eleven reached up there and touched his fucking teeth at the end of it.
He was missing his teeth on the last one, right?
Yeah, he was missing all his front fucking teeth.
That's right. I remember that. Yeah, they all grew up a little bit.
Yeah, he was going through puberty. I mean, he was going through. How old are these kids? 13?
Yeah, probably, I'd say.
He was still losing his baby teeth.
Yeah, that's what it was. He lost his baby teeth and they grew back.
Yeah. Is that what happens when you're 13? I feel like that happened way before I was 13.
It starts earlier, but I mean.
In the South, you become a man quicker.
Well, no, I mean, when this come out, it was a year later, but it was obvious.
Millennials don't lose their front teeth until they're like, 35 or something.
Well, hell, they live at home until they're 35.
I reckon
that's
so.
The plan.
Right.
But yeah, Stranger Things 2, man. I mean, I liked it. I think it was great. I mean, it was good. I think I enjoyed it as much as I did the first one. I just don't remember the first one, and I feel like by the time Stranger Things 3 comes out, I'm not going to remember the second one. But I'm going to watch the third one, you know?
Right.
Because it's good.
But I do like the fucking Demi Dogs.
Yeah.
The Demi Dogs were awesome. Let me tell you what I loved about the Demi Dogs. They reminded me of Tremors, the little ass grabbers.
I said the same thing. The little snappers. The ass blasters flew.
Okay, well, not the blasters.
The ones that look like kind of tiny little Tyrannosaurus Rex.
Right. That's what I said.
I said the same thing.
Those are graboids.
With four legs instead of two.
Those are graboid spawns.
I said the same thing. Great minds.
Think of. Like,
stupid shit alike.
Well, I guarantee you that was the idea.
They probably got some influence from that, for sure. Yeah. If both of us thought it.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, what's the chances two random people?
The same person that is writing this shit is like somebody that was probably a little bit older than us.
Who enjoyed Tremors.
Well, not just Tremors, but all these fucking... But it's the... I don't know. Maybe they're our age. They just grew up on the same shit we grew up on. Because I saw a lot of shit from other movies.
I got some Resident Evil kind of feel, too. On some
I got
that
some
shit.
It kind of feel on some of it. And you know what I really love? Is the fucking dude with the funky hair. He still had his funky hair. I love that. And I also love that.
What about at the end when he Farrah Fawcetted it?
What? Yeah, I ain't talking about, dude. I'm talking about the bully on the first season.
The one who was dating the girl until
was getting bullied on the second season by the newer, cooler kid.
Oh, pause. I know this is gonna go into a whole different conversation. Like in Daddy's Home, you know they got Daddy's Home 2 coming out,
right? With Mel Gibson and
John Lithgow. And John Cena's still going to be in it, too. So I kind of want to watch that.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be better than the first one.
I mean, I don't remember how many views we got on that. I don't think we got a real big
following. It's going to be better than the first one. I promise you that.
And it may be worth talking about just to add it to a sequel if we keep that one on. Because I like Daddy's Home. I mean, I like those two people together. I like the other guys, too.
I like Will Ferrell with anybody, though. He was good with Kevin Hart and Get Hard. The movie wasn't the best movie in the world, but them two together was funny as fuck.
He always needs somebody to lighten him up because...
But The Rock and Kevin Hart, they're a good fucking pair, man. I watched a video. I know we're getting off of Stranger Things, but I watched a fucking video on them two the other day, and they were playing. They were acting like each other. The Rock was acting like Kevin Hart and Kevin Hart.
I think I've seen that video.
That was some of the funniest shit I've seen, man.
I don't like Will Ferrell by himself, but he's got to have a good guy. See, I don't... Something about him and Mark Wahlberg, though, they just go together because they're complete opposites.
And John Cena. John Cena's going to be good with him, I think. Because John Cena's funny in some... He plays in some shit that he's funny
in. What was that shit he said something about... Somebody called me Mark Wahlberg. I'm like, I eat Mark Wahlberg.
Yeah,
something.
That was in, I think that movie did with Amy Schumer.
Oh, yeah. I never seen it. I think you told me about it.
Trainwreck, maybe. Yeah. Was it Trainwreck? I think so.
That's the movie she was in. I didn't ever watch it. I think you told me about it.
I don't know that I did because I don't really
I ate Mark Wahlberg.
You probably seen a video of that though on Facebook or something.
I don't fucking know.
But
Stranger Things.
Yeah, Stranger Things. I love that the bully was getting bullied in this one by a newer, cooler dude took over. He was fucking psycho, man. He was psycho.
I kept thinking he was the bad guy.
But he was getting his ass whooped by his father. I can't wait to see how that turns out in season 3. That's gonna be good. I love the Mad Max character. She's a fucking bitch that wants to be in the crew, but she acts like she don't want to be in the crew.
I kind of wanted old fat curly haired dude to end up with her though, but.
No, I like Winston.
Winston ended up with her.
They had a thing for each other the whole time.
I know, but there was a triangle there because both of them wanted her.
What about what's his name? The curly haired boy with no teeth.
That's what I was talking about. He was the one trying to get her. And the black kid, Lucas.
Both of them were at first, but he spent way more time. Lucas spent way more time.
Yeah, because he went and told her everything, and they wasn't supposed to. He broke the dude code.
Or whatever they call it. No, that was the code for their little group. You ain't supposed to talk about their shit or whatever.
Their party is what they called it.
Right.
And she wasn't there. She wasn't part of the party, so saith Mike. Mike didn't like her at all.
Yeah, that's I love their tension. That was good. Mike and Molly. Mike and Maddie.
Mike and Max.
Mike and Maxie.
So, yeah, anyway, I really like the part where Mike, where they got Will in the bed, and they realize that they're connected now, so when they burn that shit, it burns him. And all of a sudden, out of nowhere, Mike goes, "Spy! He's the spy!" And went to run them, warn them that they
he's
was,
lying.
It was
he's
a trap.
Lying.
I mean,
he's
he
lying.
Trapped him the whole time. And then they had to put him somewhere and not let him know where he was at because he'd tell.
And he was giving a Morse
code. The demigod. Closed the gate.
He's smart, motherfucker, wasn't he?
That he was.
So he was.
That
kind of
reminded me when
by,
he was doing that. That reminded me of Get Out.
I don't get it. I don't get it. He was possessed. Oh yeah, he maybe. He was possessed by a demigod.
Demidogs and demigod.
He's just a dimension. But he was a
Gorgon.
What do you call him? Mind flare.
Yeah,
it was a mind flare. I like that aspect to it, that they kept the fucking Dungeons and Dragons shit going. And at the end of the very last episode, I noticed, because I watched the very first episode of the first season, he says, "We gonna throw a fireball at him?" He was like, "No," or some shit. And that's what they were arguing about on the first one in Dungeons and Dragons. Throw a fireball. No. And then he throws it in and it's a 7.
Yeah.
They needed a 13 or some shit. I don't fucking know. But I love that they ended it.
The way they began it.
That was cool as fuck, man.
There was a funny part to me in it where I don't know if it was supposed to be funny, but it made me laugh. I got a chuckle out of it. Where they introduce him as the Mind Flayer. They're like, "He's the Mind Flayer." And they're all together, the kids and the adults. And the cop's like, "What, kid, this is not a game." And he's like, "Yes, this is what we got to do, and this and this and this." And he's like, "Well, then what? Then we got to do this and throw a fireball at him, explode it, and all that." And he's like, "Well, that's a good idea. Why do we do it?" And he's like, "I don't know, man. This is just a game." That was just funny as shit to me. Because he was like, "This is not just a game. I don't know, man. This is just a game." That got a crack.
But they're the ones that ended up, you know. Well, I don't know what they did, really. They just went and set a fire. But what did it actually do to help the situation?
What fire are you talking about?
At the end of it, they set a fire in the underground, in one of the tunnels in a certain spot.
Mm-hmm.
While 11 was closing the gate.
They were burning it back. Burning it, wasn't they?
Why did it help anything?
To burn it?
Yeah.
Because when you burn it, you hurt it and it stopped growing. That's why the guys were in the hazmat suits constantly burning it. Because that was the gate and it was coming out of the gate. They were burning it back. They didn't know how to close the gate, so they just had to sit there and burn it to keep it from coming out and spreading on our plane. You see what I'm saying?
Like
that was a gate to a different dimension. And this thing was coming out of it in those vines. And they built this whole place around that fucking gate just so they could have somebody sitting there in hazmat suits constantly taking shifts. You know, oh, I got to go to work tonight. I got to go burn this shit. And they just sit there and they burn it and keep it from growing. That was their quick answer to stop it from spreading until they could figure out a permanent way to stop it. Okay. And she stopped it. She closed the gate. But the fire was the only way to keep it from continuing to come out.
Okay. I thought that might go a little off of it.
Well, I mean, it's kind of like burning weeds to keep them from continuously growing and coming out more.
Okay.
The same way you cut your grass every week. To keep, because if you didn't, it would just
take
over.
What was that? It was swimming around in there. Did you see that? That was weird.
I don't reckon I know what you're talking about. Swimming
in the gate inside the red shit.
I don't know.
It looked like something was swimming around there.
Probably that thing he puked up at the beginning.
Yeah, but it didn't. It looked like, certain shape. That thing didn't have a shape. It was just...
Was that thing that Will coughed up that morning? Like in the very first episode? It happened at the very end of last season.
Yes, yes.
But it happened at... Right. They replayed it.
Right.
It was that...
It was like a little slug.
Was that the little lizard that they found that continuously grew and Teef Boy was trying to
It didn't keep look it like secret? That when they found it.
When that one changed, though. It started out as a tadpole because they talked about it
you
being a
tadpole.
You think
that was the original
one? I think that what Will spit out.
That was
out,
the original one. That was the first one. And then he spawned more of them. Like gremlins.
Could have been.
Oh, we just found a Gremlins reference.
Well, I mean, hell yeah. I mean, it's the 80s, dude. Everything was referenced in the 80s. I love that they went as Ghostbusters.
I do, too. And I love that the dude wanted to be the black one.
Why can't you be Wednesday? Because you're not black.
The black kid wanted to be the white kid. The white kid was like, nah, I don't think that's...
You got
to
be Wednesday. Why? Because I'm black?
Yeah.
I didn't say that, but you thought it.
I like Winston. He's cool.
But that's what they were saying. No, he's not. For one, he's not a scientist. For two, he didn't come till halfway through the movie. And he's not even funny.
What's his name?
Ernie Hudson.
Ernie Hudson.
I like him, too.
Yeah.
He was good in The Crow. He's pretty good in everything. He just wasn't a good match to their... Because, you know, originally they were planning on giving that to Eddie Murphy. Eddie Murphy was originally supposed to be Winston.
Oh, that would have been
And
funny.
He was going to be
good
in the
too.
Whole movie.
Man, he would have shined in that movie.
He would have. I mean, it would have been good.
It
would have
been a better character for Winston, probably, but other
you
people.
Think he'd have took away from Bill Murray and all them. But they wanted him. Dan Aykroyd was the one that put the movie together, and he wanted Ernie Hudd. I mean, he wanted...
I think it would have been perfect, really.
Eddie Murphy.
It would have just added more comedy. But no, I don't think so, because there was a lot of the scenes he wasn't in, you know, like I'm saying. He would have just been funny on his scenes, you know.
No, they were talking about they would have made his character from the beginning. The reason they didn't bring Ernie Hudson in from the beginning is because Ernie Hudson's not a comedian. So he was supposed to come in as the dry guy, you know, who's like, what the fuck is going on, man? But anyway, back to Stranger Things. It's hard to talk about Stranger Things and not go all into
all these other movies.
80s movies, you know.
Right.
Just wait until we fucking do Ready Player One, man. When we review Ready Player One, we're gonna talk about all these old fucking movies. Back to the Future. We're gonna redo all our old podcasts.
Yeah, listen, I want to talk more about that character, the weird fucker, man. He got his ass beat by his daddy.
Yeah.
And
well, you presume. You assume that he did.
So he's real hard on his sister because his daddy gives him shit
his
about...
Stepsister.
His daddy gives him shit about her.
And he can't attack back on the mom because the dad would kick his ass. So all he can do is give it to her.
Right. And she's a little bitch.
Because she's being raised that way.
I take it that she don't get no shit from the dad. The dad is taking up for the girl.
Oh, yeah, yeah. But I'm saying, she's hard like that, too. And she tells Lucas at the end, the black kid. I had to say the black kid. Lucas. She tells him later on in the movie, I don't want to be like my brother, but I feel like I'm rude to everybody because I'm like him. Because I'm around him. And so it was kind of like, it was kind of subliminal. The dad's like that to him, so he's like that to her. Now she's like that to that group of kids when they first start talking to her. You follow me?
I follow you.
That shit's deep. If you were paying attention, you'd have been whoa. We just fucking figured something else out.
We did.
Nah, that's bullshit.
Say it again.
That's bullshit. Nah, say it again. Let's move on.
Okay. You just, you know, I don't, okay. Let's just move on.
Yes. Yeah, so what else about the movie? What about, I feel like it's a fucking long-ass movie.
Yeah, it wasn't but nine episodes. Last season was 8.
I figured out why I said 17. Because I just passed, like...
All the first episodes.
It added
one.
Them together. Because the first season was 8. This
well,
one was
Netflix
9.
Netflix always puts them together when you go into episodes right. or more.
Well, I think down. I was on the menu scrolling past it. When I got to it, you know, a little box pops down. And it says how many episodes. It said 17. And I'm just thinking... Season 2, 17 episodes. But no, it was 8 the first season, 9 the second. That's you popping.
What is popping?
That's you popping.
Yeah, I wasn't touching them.
You were moving in your chair, I guess. See?
It's small.
So I'm not.
It's popping. This. It's the cord to my headphone.
Headphones don't record.
Well, I don't think it's on record. I don't know. I'm telling you because
That's an output, not a. Input.
I don't know. When I turned my head towards my mic, it started doing
I'm just
it.
Telling you, it's an output, not an input.
All right.
Things don't go into the headphones like a microphone and be recorded on the shit.
Well, maybe you was doing it.
Maybe I was doing it. What is that?
Red Bull, Crown Royal Black.
Drink it up.
You want to swap? I'm not gonna drink it up. You want me to get drunk like I did last weekend?
No, let's not do that.
But I wasn't that drunk when we was out here. It's just when I stood up. You think I didn't seem that drunk on the podcast?
Have you listened to it?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, first of all, we cut, and we were out here for another hour and a half before we called it. So that in that hour and a half, you got drunk. Now on the podcast, you wasn't drunk. During the recording.
So you cut a bunch of the middle out?
No, we finished the podcast, and me, you, and Logan sat out here for another hour and a half.
And what we talk about?
We got fucked up and started talking shit.
Logan didn't.
Well, Logan didn't, but you got drunk, and I got drunk, and we were just talking and bullshitting about whatever, and Logan was getting into the conversation because we wasn't recording.
Right.
We had our headphones off and everything, and that's when... We got drunk.
You go ahead and cut all that out.
Yeah.
Stranger Things 2. I don't know. It's a good little show, man. I enjoy it. I'm not that big on the dimensional shit like you are.
I am. See, I'm big on that.
But is it? Do you really love this show? Do you?
No.
I don't either.
Will I watch?
Is it like The
will
Walking
I watch,
Dead?
See, I've fallen off The Walking Dead wagon.
Really? You're not going to watch the rest of them?
I will eventually, but I have no urge to right now.
Did you see the episode when Negan first came on?
Yeah. I didn't finish last season.
I know.
Yeah, I seen where he killed Glenn and Abraham.
Okay, and then you just quit watching it?
No, I watched about half the season and then I quit. I don't know, man. We fell off of it. I find myself having to watch shows that Chelsea wouldn't care about. That's why I got into Lost, because I was thinking that's something she probably wouldn't care to watch. Because if I have to wait on her to watch it, it'll take me forever.
Fucking watch it. Fuck that. It's been a year.
Right. But if I watch it and then she don't watch it with me, she will never watch it again.
Well, fuck it. She's never going to watch it again as it is. Are y'all going to wait till the kids move out and then be like, hey, want to watch that old fucking Walking Dead show that we never watched?
I might. Why not? I mean, dude, I'm just saying. I mean, there's so much shit to watch. I don't know. Walking Dead got really, really slow, too. It takes for fucking ever to get to a goddamn point. It's like a soap opera, but it only happens once a fucking week. And then it only happens for 2 months out of the fucking year. And then it's over.
It's like 12 episodes. It's like everything.
Yeah, but they do 6. And this is something else, too. I don't watch shows on network TV anymore. That whole, like, Flash is on right now and I'm into Flash. I'm not watching it. When Flash is done, and it hits Netflix, I'll binge watch the whole episode.
You're going to wait till Walking Dead's done and then you're going to watch it from the beginning?
Probably.
Oh, yeah, that would be good to be able to do.
Because I don't like this wait a week shit and then have to wait 8 months shit. Fuck that. How about I just don't watch it until it's done, and when it's done, I'll binge watch the whole fucking thing. Yeah. That's what I did with Lost, dude. It took me 2 months, but I fucking loved it, man. I actually don't even think it took me 2 months. Probably took me a month. But it was 6 seasons. I'm probably going to start Sons of Anarchy like that, too, and just not worry about Chelsea with it. Because if I have to wait and watch it with her, it'll take me 2 years to watch that motherfucker. Because we only get to watch one episode a night. And maybe not even every night. 3 nights out of the week, 4 nights out of the week, if we're lucky.
Okay.
All right, back to Stranger Things. This podcast is Stranger Things. We keep talking about Stranger Things.
I love the kid that he put he took the bully from the first one's advice, the dude with the hair, and wore the hair at the snowball.
Him and they kind of bonded.
Yeah.
In this show.
Yeah.
They really
I love that.
Enough that he could tell that bully kid, he was like, shut up. And he was like, I mean, he's the bully. Normally he'd be like, did you just tell me to shut up? I'll punch your face in. But no, he's just like, oh, my bad. Throws his hands up.
What about the Goonies kid?
Oh, yeah, man. He died brilliantly.
Oh, I thought you said he died.
He died in the show.
I know he died in the show.
And it was good. I liked
it. Yeah, I seen it coming, didn't you?
I did. When he looked at her and smiled like, I'm okay. I just expected him to throw his thumb up right before he got hit. But I knew it. I was like, he's finna get smashed into. Wham!
I'm Bob.
Dude, you shut the fucking door. You hear it hit. She's standing, I mean, fucking, what, maybe 100 feet away? Not even that far?
No. Not
50 far. Feet away.
20 foot.
20 feet away. Run. Haul ass. Run. No, I'm just going to stand here and I'm Bob. I'm a superhero. That's what he kept saying.
Them things, I don't think they were, could be as strong as what they were. They were not that big. I feel like I could choke one of them things out. And, you know, cut off his airflow till he dies.
Yeah, but it was
his
three
things open up like this. They can't go backwards and get nobody. Grab him around the neck, fucking choke him out until he dies. But he's got little hands. He's got little three-finger hands looking things, don't he?
And yeah, and you don't know how far that shit might bend. And he might be triple jointed and shit.
Like fucking Ninja Turtles with claws.
Yeah, I mean, like a Tremor with feet and claws.
That, you know what that kind of reminded me of, too? Also, other than Tremors?
What?
Avatar. Them little dimmy dogs in Avatar.
Yeah, yeah. Not with the head so much, but the body.
They had like fucking hands and shit almost.
Tell you, man, that's... And the fucking doctor, dude, he kind of... Paul Reiser?
Yeah.
I was really expecting him to be the bad guy, and they played him out the first half of it like he's the bad guy. But at the end, he saved them all by telling them which way. I just knew he was going to try to get them killed, but he didn't. He helped them all out with the cameras, and then he was like, y'all don't worry about me. I'm going to stay here and get y'all out.
All right, let's play a little quick game.
Okay.
Just for this for our series episode.
Okay.
Not we're not getting into our, because we obviously don't have a budget box office on this one, so
I don't know. I'll look it up, we'll see.
What was the, all right, this is obviously just a game about you, for you. What was the three of the 80-est things about this show that was pointed out to me? If you can guess the...
Okay.
I'll give you five guesses.
Oh, Ghostbusters?
Or two of the 80-est things. Just two of the 80-est things. I'll give you five guesses.
Just let me throw some guesses out. The Ghostbusters?
Nope.
Really? They dressed as Ghostbusters. That screamed Ghostbusters.
But that ain't what just come to my mind when I thought 80s about this show.
Stand By Me.
Nope. It's not a movie.
Oh, fuck. I have no clue. I thought we were talking
about just 80s. The environment of the fucking show.
Clothing.
That was a good guess because that's more of what I'm thinking of. No. No. But that is more of what I'm thinking of.
Chain smoking. On screen.
I did love that. That was very fucking 80s. Let's just name some things that was very fucking 80s about this. This is the two things that I was thinking of. Arcade games.
Arcade in general.
Yeah, arcade games. Yeah. That was the thing to do back then.
Mm-hmm.
That was what 80s kids were into.
Kids riding their bike all through town at night.
You know what I would have loved to have seen?
That's 80s.
Yeah, that's 80s. But that was on the first one.
Arcades, but that's just 80s, I'm saying.
Arcades wasn't 80s. In the second one. I mean, wasn't in the first one.
Okay, well, I'm just talking about Stranger Things is 80s.
Yeah, that's they did ride their bikes a lot in the first one, though.
Even in this one.
Yeah, in this one.
When he found the fucking little thing in the trash can, he come pulling up. It was like midnight. I mean, it wasn't midnight, but it was dark as shit. I mean, he come pulling up.
Also, like drinks and shit. But the
biggest, drinks?
Drinks and snacks and stuff. Yeah. The biggest thing that was pointed out to me that it was 80s was the Cheeto bag, man.
Yeah.
Did you check the Cheeto bag out?
Yeah. And I think I remember seeing like Pepsi cans that were the older style. I mean, they went retro with it and they made sure they were in their time. The decor in the houses was a straight 80s.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it was.
What about when
season.
Old boy come popping up, the crazy new bully guy that you're talking about, right. Red Ranger, comes popping up and knocks on the door, and the dad's asleep, so the mom's in the tub. She gets out and covers up. She opens the door. She's like, what? And she's like, oh, hello. He's got his shirt all opened up, and he's just flirting with her.
Yeah, that was a good part.
I was like,
he's going to end up fucking her.
Fuck.
Yeah, he's going to end up fucking her.
In season 3?
Maybe. He might be the new stepdad. But anyway, also when he pulls up and the bullies, he's like, what does he call him? He calls him by his last name because people did that in the 80s a lot, which they still do, I reckon. But he called him by his last name when he pulled up.
I think that's a jock thing. That's a sports
Maybe.
Anyway, go ahead.
But he pulls up, he says, what are you doing here, Henderson? Or whatever.
Yeah, Henderson.
Was it Henderson?
I think so, yeah.
I don't know, but it sounds good.
That sounds like it works.
he says, it's just funny, I come to get my sister and you're with her. And he says...
That's kind of creepy, huh? the way he made it out to be.
Yeah, he made it out to be that way almost. And he was like, I know you're lying. Who are they? And there's Darren in the fucking window.
She's not here. I've never seen her. And he's like, oh, yeah? Well, then who the fuck is that? And he looks back, and they all go down. He just goes, he puts his hand on his head. He's like, shit. All right, well, let me explain. And punches him, and that's when they fight.
They go in the house and wreck that fucking house, man. You think that would have... He was a crazy fucking dude, man.
I like with Fat Boy, with the teeth. He wakes him up and he's like, oh man, he's the cool, you know, the fucking bully is all bleeding and shit. And he's like, hey man, he's like, he kicked your ass, but you put up a good fight, but he kicked your ass.
Yeah, he did. He kicked his fucking ass. And then that.
But he did fight back.
It was like 1 month later, didn't even have no scars on his face, but his face looked fucked up. Because he's a lot of vitamin E on that shit or something. Fucking tea tree leaves.
Took the scars away like. That
I reckon. But I love the new bully. I do. I want to see more of him in it.
And he recognizes
and
him
more
as
about
Red
his
Ranger.
Life and Mad Max his life. You know, maybe he comes and helps them next season. I'm seeing that happening, and maybe them putting their hands on the dad. Right? Wouldn't that be good? Beat the shit out of the dad. Fucking tie him up and put him in fucking the vines and let the vines suck his life out.
Hang on a second.
I know you're popping. Or maybe it's me.
Anyway, yeah, the popping the lines out. Whatever you're saying. No, that's you all day.
I know. I'm moving my fucking wire, so it will never be me again. Yeah, there was a lot of good fucking parts to this. I want to say I like this one better than the first season. This one
had
more.
Well, I do too, because I feel like I remember this one at the moment. I don't remember the first one.
Well, no, I think even the last one we was even mentioning that it was not very memorable. There was some good parts to it, but it didn't have near about the fucking action this one had.
I'll give you that, but I don't think this one's going to be as memorable to me either when the next season comes out.
The only thing that we remembered about the fucking first one was there was a fucking Ouija board on the wall.
I know, that was a big deal about that.
I mean, but you know what? This one was, they took almost the crazy lady, Winona Ryder, she's fucking crazy.
Yeah.
She dressed her house up in goddamn tunnels in a map. That was crazy.
That was just his drawings.
If you would have came in on her last time with the lights, was Bob in the first? Bob was in the first.
No, Bob wasn't in the first. Okay. One. I don't remember Bob in the first one. I think it was in between. It was that year in between.
But I love that they had so many different good actors in this one, like from a bunch of '80s movies.
Well, they had Paul Reiser. They had Sean Astin. They brought both of them
on.
Who
was the doctor? Who was the doctor?
Paul Reiser.
Okay, yeah.
He was from Mad About You and My Two Dads.
Right.
He's been in a bunch of movies.
What else can you remember about it? What else?
I like the ability they showed from Elle. You know, 11, how she could talk through the static and found her mom. They kind of went into a subplot with her mom and her sister. But then they kind of left it.
Was that her sister?
It wasn't really her sister. She was in that place with them that banded them.
But that leads you to believe there's at least 11 of them motherfuckers out there.
Yeah, she was. The other one was number 8.
There's at least 11 out there.
Maybe more. Who knows?
And they all got different abilities. Yeah, they may be more.
They really didn't touch on that much. She left them kind of quick, so
but wouldn't it have been real?
That, I could see that being part of the plot for. Maybe they subliminally put that in there as a subplot to make it more approachable as a plot on season 3.
And I love the number system. They got a 0 in front because I feel like there's going to be more than 100.
Yeah.
Wait till 007 comes on. He's going to be English. Also, 11, she is actually English.
Yeah.
Did you know that?
I did.
That fucking bitch. She's a good character. I love her character. She's a good actress too. She should be like on Walking Dead. That would be good. Her and Carl start hooking up. And then
just makes me think what you said the last podcast where you were like, you know what American people love? The British. You know what American people love better than the British? American. Hey, British pretending to be Americans. Oh, sorry, I had to take a couple of ibuprofen, man. I got to go back to the dentist Monday about my teeth.
I had to take a shot of Crown at that time so I couldn't laugh, but that's funny.
I might have to take a shot of Crown too.
Take that Crown, man.
Teeth kind of hurting a little bit.
Hit that one time.
Give me a few minutes. I might.
Did you know that Crown Royal was a gift
to the royal? That's why, yeah.
To the royal party.
Uh-huh.
To Queen Elizabeth.
Uh-huh. One of them. I didn't know which one it was. Yeah.
I don't know. I think it was Elizabeth. I don't know. It might be older than that, but I want to say they might. And they took a bunch of different kind of whiskeys or some shit and put them together or something. I don't know. I read the back of it.
Well, we about ready to rate this bad boy or what?
You got anything else you want to talk about?
I don't think so, man. I think we covered most of it. I'm sure when I listen to the playback, I'll go, damn, we didn't mention this.
I know, because I was thinking about some shit.
But me. I can't think of anything right off the top of my head that is warrant of continuous talk. I mean, I don't know. You?
Did we not mention any characters?
Besides Sean Astin and Paul Reiser, none of the others are known characters to me other than they were in Stranger Things. Oh, well, now Winona Ryder, but that's a given because she was in part 1.
We just mentioned her a little bit.
But we talked about her in the first one. I mean, yeah. All the rest of them, I don't know them. They're all newbies.
We didn't really talk about the sheriff much on this one, and I really... I really loved the sheriff. When they started talking about the cocaine thing, he was the first one to come to mind. I was like, he probably hit him a fucking line of cocaine every once in a while. But it ended up being the brother of the older brother kid. And I do love that the bully from the first one with the crazy hair, I love that he kind of let her go. You know what I mean? At the end of this one, he kind of let the girl. We didn't talk about the sister, none.
You're right. He did kind of let her go because he was like, look, I found out I am good at one thing. I'm good at babysitting. So y'all go with him, protect the world. I'll stay here and protect these little rugrats.
Yeah, and then at the end, he sees her at the dance. He's looking at her, and he's like, just shakes his head, and he drives off. That's letting you know.
He loves her.
He does.
He wants her to be happy, and he knows that she is in love with the brother. So
he lets knows it go. That she's not in love with him, too.
Right.
Because they let that be known throughout the whole show.
Especially when she got drunk at that party.
Yeah, yeah.
He was love me? And she was like, bullshit. It's all bullshit. I'm bullshit? Bullshit. But we love each other. It's all bullshit. The next day, he was like, it's all bullshit. And she was like, I was drunk. I don't even know what I was saying. He was like, yeah, but. And then,
drunk people tell the truth, don't it?
And then when her and the brother went to that crazy dude's house, and he's like, okay, I already got y'all figured out. This. Oh, you aren't a couple? Ha ha. That's just funny because you're afraid of being afraid, and you're afraid of her, and all that other shit. He's like, y'all just need, there's a pull-out couch if you want it, but y'all should just bite the bullet and sleep together. And they do. The next morning, he's like, how's the pull-out? And his dude spit his drink. He's like, I mean the couch. Oh, yeah. I laughed about that, too. I busted out laughing. When he was like, how's the pull-out? You don't know what I'm talking about, do you?
I was thinking about something. I'm sorry, but I was listening. We never talked about that dude, the fucking weird science dude or whatever.
Yeah, talk about him.
I ain't got nothing to say about him, but yeah, he was kind of weird. He fucking got the kids drunk and shit.
And then gave him a bottle
and then
on the way.
And then told them they could fucking sleep there. And then talked about the pullout. The pullout, yeah, that was fucking
hilarious.
It was fun. It was a funny joke, but it was kind of creepy that dude let them kids sleep at his house and expected them to fuck. And was trying to get them to fuck at his house.
And then when they left, he gave him a bottle. Gave him two bottles to drink. He's like, here, and here's one to chase it
with.
Get
drunk. Come back.
No, he said, and the next time that you need me, don't. And slammed the door shut. He was like, don't. Next time you need to find me, don't.
You know what? When he was saying that, I said, don't. 2 seconds before he did, and I look at Teresa, I said, I need to be writing this shit. Because I can point out when they're going to do shit. I mean, which I reckon that was a saying. You know, I've heard it before. But
yeah. I know. I seen it coming, too. Me and you think alike. Let's wrap it up with a little rating and review on Stranger Things 2.
We going to do Social Net Worth?
I don't think so, man. Because
let's do a Social Network. We'll do Winona Ryder and fucking.
We didn't do Winona Ryder last time.
I don't even know if we did a Social Network.
I don't think we were doing
we
it.
We weren't doing it back then. All right. That's our new shit.
All right, well we can do that. All right, well let's rate and review it.
I'm gonna rate it 8.5, 80s. It's in the 80s.
All right, well let me ask you this. You said
my pun.
Yeah, 85, it's in the 80s. Let me ask you
that
this.
That was the year I was born, 85. 85, baby.
You said you listened to the whole episode? I fell asleep before the end, so I didn't hear a rating and review of the first one. Like I
don't remember what
I was
they
listening
were.
To it while I was getting ready for bed, and I got down. I mean, and I listened to most of our talk about it, but before we got to the rating and review, I fell asleep.
Bruh.
Do you remember what we rated it?
I don't.
Okay. Well, I don't remember what I read the first one, but I'm going to give this one an 8. 8's great. It's not memorable. I'll probably forget it by the time part 3 comes out, but it was good. I enjoyed it. It kept me interested. So that's my... You gave it an 8.5, I gave it an 8.
I want to say I gave it an 8 on the last one. So
I feel like I probably gave the first one an 8, too.
I think this one was just a little better, so I'm going to give it an 8.5.
All right, so you want to do budgets, let's see if we can do some budget box office.
Yeah, can we see if do they got a rating system on IMDb about series?
I don't know yet.
They should. I don't see why not. I bet Breaking Bad's on up there around 9. What you think? We never do that. That should be a game we do. Rate your series this week. Rate your favorite series. At least we're letting them know.
No,
they don't.
They don't do it. They don't show the.
They don't show a rating on series.
No,
that's crazy. We should start that, man.
So we're not doing budget versus box office.
We should start ratings for series. We could become millionaires, dude, on something so simple. Just ratings. We just do it. Do a fucking Rotten Tomato for series instead of movies. And we'll fucking rate Seinfeld. We'll rate fucking whatever. Married with Children.
I'd love to rewatch all
Nobody's rating this shit, Phil. Let's fucking rate it and become millionaires. We'll fucking create an app. They got apps for IMDb. They got apps for fucking rating series.
Yep.
We'll rate each fucking season. Let's fucking do this, dude. It's a necessity. But we need it for this podcast.
But you don't understand. Here's the problem. We're both idea guys. We're not the do it.
We're not techies.
We're not the get it done
guys.
Why
ain't you a techie?
Why ain't you a fucking techie?
You're the techie, though. Why don't you fucking do research in tech? Teacher Mark Cuban taught himself how to code. He didn't go to school. He taught himself how to code. He taught his fucking self how to code and became a billionaire.
Well, why are you expecting me to do it, not you?
Because you're the techie.
But I'm not. If I was techie, then I would fucking know how to code.
Yeah, you can't even help me with my fucking coding box, old bastard over there. You know what I heard?
What'd you hear?
Netflix, Amazon Prime, all these companies, they're condoning coding boxes. They're like, cool, we love coding box. Not a problem. You can download my app on it. You can watch Netflix with a, what I do not like. Is the fucking the add-ons you can get, you know what I mean? So they're not liking where you can watch their shit for free, but they like the system. Keep selling the system. Do something about the add-ons.
But here's the thing. It's a free-based add-on system, which means anybody can come up with these.
Right.
And they do. All these things like Genesis Reborn and all, these are people that have come up with better systems because the other systems have... And that will always happen. Like, eventually, Genesis Reborn will crash and something else will come out. Exodus New Blood or some shit.
There is nothing they're going to be able to do about it.
No, nothing at all. There's just too many people
that know
how to do
it. They're just going to have to take the hit, man. God damn, how fucking many million dollars do they need?
Well, all these movies we've talked about this made, Avengers, it's made close to $1 billion. Their shit's getting pirated too.
Yeah.
And they're still making that kind of money.
Make the fucking content and people will buy it.
Some people will steal it. Some people will buy it.
Right.
You can't do nothing about the people
you're
stealing it. Just try to get more people to buy it.
You're never going to be able to do
that. Now, I'm going to tell you something. I quit doing that. I pretty much buy my shit.
It's called taxes. Because pay your fucking taxes. It's called taxes. We pay our taxes. Every bit of our money, it goes to fucking social services and whatever the fuck else. Other people that don't want to work for it. I mean, some people need it. But some people don't want to work for it. And they just want to collect a check.
Right.
And they can work. You know what I mean? And those people that are abusing it, we're paying for it. We bitch about it, but what can we do? Nothing. Y'all can't do nothing about it either. Just get over it. Just get over it. I mean, they have protected some shit. Now, some shit is harder to get than others. And they have protected their shit somehow. I don't know how, but they're not letting it get out to everybody. Like right now, I can't watch it for nothing. Other people have watched it. I've heard other people have watched it on Covenant or whatever. I can't watch it.
I don't know.
I mean, I'm sure I could go.
I've already bought it, by the way.
On a bundle pack? You bought it?
No, I pre-ordered it.
You didn't buy it? When is it coming out?
I don't know. I pre-ordered it.
You didn't buy the first one?
No.
That I would have tried to buy a bundle pack when that did.
The first one's on Netflix.
Is it right now?
I'm pretty sure I seen it the other day on Netflix.
It might be on Amazon. I don't think it's on Netflix.
Nah, I don't go to Amazon much.
I don't think it's on Netflix.
I don't know. I remember seeing it the other day on something.
Really?
Yeah.
Not for sale?
Nah, I think
it was on. It was on. It's right on the front.
You do know that this it don't have them as adults, right? It's all just the first
part. It's the first part.
And then the second it. The second one's coming out in 2019.
It was in two VHS tapes. It was two-hour long shit.
No, it was six-part miniseries.
On TV, yeah. I don't remember that. I always thought it was just a movie because I rented it from the video store.
Well, I did too.
It was two videos long.
Right, because it's long as shit. It's a miniseries.
I never knew it was a TV series that they put out.
Oh, you know?
No.
Oh,
no, yeah. I did know that. I do know that now. But I knew it before you told me, but I never knew that until I heard it on a podcast not too long ago.
Oh, no, yeah.
When this shit was trending real hard. When we should have done a podcast on it.
Yeah, we're just not that trending podcast, dude.
Well, you keep bitching about wanting to fucking be one, but you don't want to be one.
I did want to be one.
You don't. You never wanted to be one. We always said we're just going to wing it.
But I always wanted to be one. But now, I'm just like, fuck it, man. Let's just do what we do. And
like, oh, man, you just hurt my heart.
Let's
you crushed my heart.
Let's not pressure it. Because pressure is what makes it work. And when it becomes work, it's not fun anymore. And when it's not fun anymore, it's work. And when
it's turned into a... Are we still recording?
Yeah.
We're done with this?
No.
Or should we finish this and then just keep talking recording?
Probably.
All right, well, let's finish it.
Well, you wanted to do a social net worth.
Oh, social net worth, Winona Ryder, and you pick one.
Sean Astin. Goonies kid.
Goonies kid. All right. That's good. That's good. They probably got the same similar.
Let's start with Winona Ryder. What you think Winona Ryder is worth?
I'm going to say $25 million.
Ah, okay. I'm going to go a little lower. I'm going to say $20 million.
That's good. All right. I like this. See, I love that you don't do 25 and a half.
Winona Ryder net worth. Winona Ryder's net worth is estimated at $18 million.
Wow. You were better.
All right. Well, let's try Sean Astin. What you think?
I'm going to say $15 million. No, but men make more money than women do. that was misogynist. But it's the truth, especially in the movie career. In the 80s, come on now. They were both 80s actors.
Yeah, but you got to imagine what he's invested in because 80s money was 30
years ago. She played in more
ago.
Shit than he played in. I will say that.
Yep, so what's your final answer?
I'm going to say $20 million.
Well, I think I'm going to go with your original 15.
You might be right. He hasn't played in much. Them kickbacks, so he gets kickbacks.
Sean Astin, net worth.
I think he was good with his money. And Encino Man. Goonies.
Sean Astin's net worth is $40 million. I reckon you were right about men making more than women. Wow.
I am.
You also got that point.
I don't think he's earned all his money from acting, though. I want to say he was smart with his money.
And he's probably produced. And
he's invested.
And I'm sure he's done some producing. And
that's invested.
Like that.
That's invested money.
Right.
So, yeah, I'm sure he has.
All right. Well, we're not.
Men are smarter with their money. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to say that.
Yeah, he laughed because you know it's not always true.
No, I laughed because I was being misogynist. And
but you
I,
know it's
I
not always
like
true.
I feel like it's a conflict of interest. Not a conflict of interest. It was conflictional.
Okay.
Is that a good word?
Yeah, that's okay. Good. That's better. All right, so we're not going to do budget versus box office because we can't find that on the show.
I know. I wish we could do Netflix. We should create Netflix budget box. We just got to tap into their main line.
Just hack their system and hope,
right.
they, hope
All we gotta
that we
do
don't
is
go to prison.
Pay a Chinese person or a Russian.
Now we're going to go from
or Hillary Clinton
to racist.
Or Hillary Clinton to political.
We are seriously going to insult every fucking person in the world tonight. So it's been a while. Get used to it. All right, well, let me know. Hey, one word.
I'm going to. Okay, one word.
Stranger.
Stranger. Stranger.
Things.
All right, no, a serious
I'm
one
like,
word.
I might have to serious... give you that because it right, was stranger than the first one.
And it was thingsier. Hey,
there was a lot listen. More things in this one.
They were. Hey, but listen, no, a serious one word. I'm going to say 80s.
All right, I'm going to say...
Nostalgia.
No, I'm going to say dimensional because they did kind of play a little more. They played a little less into going into the upside down.
Rock and roll.
Right.
What about he played him that rock and roll song?
That's right. It's a little less dimensional in the sense that they don't go to the upside down quite as much as they did in the first one. But the upside down comes out
to us more.
More. So I'm going to say dimensional. Interdimensional. Yeah, that'll work too. Inter-dimensional. All right. So I think we're about ready to wrap tonight up. Unless I'm missing anything, you want to plug us out with some plugs of what we might still have going on?
Check us out at www.thesmokyshelter.com. Check us out at Facebook.
And we are on Twitter.
Like us on Facebook. Tweet us on Twitter.
Tweet us on Twitter.
Follow us on Twitter. Come to our Podomatic page, Podomatic, thesmokyshelter.com.
Well, Podomatic's going to be linking up with thesmokyshelter.com.
Pretty soon, but until then, you can come to our Podomatic, come to our fucking Podbeam, come to our fucking everything we have. We got Facebook. Follow us. That's the main thing we
just
keep up
Google
with.
Google us.
We haven't been keeping up with it like we need to, but here soon maybe I'll be keeping up with it a little more now that I'm not going to school. Check me out here coming up. I might be starting a trucking podcast, and I'll be calling my brother, and I'll have a salesman talk of the week. Some crazy segment or something. And
what you think I'm gonna be out here podcasting without you and just plug you into a segment?
No, I'm gonna do a podcast.
You're gonna do a whole podcast by yourself?
I think so.
How you gonna do that?
I'm just gonna do it on my phone.
And then just give it to me to mix down?
I don't think I'm gonna mix it down. I'm just gonna throw it out there.
Hey, what are you gonna throw it out there on?
Anyway, check us out at all this shit, www.com.
All right,
any last words, Big Phil?
The 80s were strange, man.
Stranger Thingers. All right, guys. We're out of here. Boom, 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 boom. Yeah. All right.
Later.
Later.
Why so serious?
Dance off, bro. Me and you. Broke into the wrong goddamn rec room, didn't you, you bastard?
Time to nut up or shut up.
You no trouble. Me, fifth element. Supreme being. Me, protect you. Sleep.